Well, Wisconsin is among 45 states that have laws allowing 17-year-old violent offenders to be prosecuted as adults. The Badger State goes further in that such offenders can be tried for all crimes, including underage drinking and drug possession. Wendy Henderson of the Wisconsin Council on Families and Children says that means a 17-year-old who beats up a 16-year-old classmate at school can automatically be convicted of felony child abuse.
Think about the impact of having child abuse on your adult criminal record. Think about an employer who looks at that and is able to then say, you know what, I think I'm going to pass up this prospective employee because they have child abuse on their record. This is what's following some of these kids.
The audit of the law's impact will look at recidivism rates for 17-year-olds and compare costs of prison to juvenile detention or treatment programs. If the results support changing the law, it could hurt county government's budgets. Mark Mertens of the Wisconsin County Human Services Association says counties would have to pay for dealing with hundreds of 17-year-old offenders who are now managed by the state prison system.
It would be roughly, for a medium-sized county like ours, somewhere in the neighborhood of $800,000 to $1.3 million in additional staff time and purchase services.
But supporters of changing the law say it will save money in the long run by reducing the crime rate and the prison population. Virginia and Connecticut are already considering bills to move 17-year-olds back into the juvenile system, and a Milwaukee legislator will introduce a bill to do the same in Wisconsin this year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.